Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've been dying to do this for a while, but we've been doing a bunch of different stuff. I saw Superman, the new James Gunn film.
You did?
Yes, a little while ago now, whenever that was. Last week at some point, I don't know. So two reviews in one. If you don't care about anything and would like to see a fun popcorn flick, it's fine. Go see it. If you have second review. If you have any affinity, if you have any care about the character, the ethos, the story, who this is supposed to be, why can't they get this right? Why can't they do it? I do not need to watch Superman get his ass handed to him for 2 hours. Nope. If you turn in that draft, I send your ass back to the editing room and fix it where Superman might win a fight. Maybe. Occasionally, the Man of Steel might get a punch or two in. If you have a moment in between slow motion googly eyes or teeth getting knocked out or the dog saving the day, did you get your quips off, James? It's quirky. How fun is it? It's like Guardians. Oh my God, it's so busy and nuts. What are we doing? No, turn around and fix it. What is Superman? A static, boring character that is meant to be the archetype of who we're supposed to be, right? He's frail. He's fragile. He's got his horn-rimmed glasses. He's just trying to do the best he can. He gets a whoopsie days. I spilled coffee on myself. And then he turns into the best. What does he stand for? Truth, justice, and the American way. Just say it once. It's supposed to be a little campy. It's supposed to be a little bit cheesy. The best one they've ever done is the original. Back in the day, the Richard Donner film with the perfect soundtrack. But no, 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 no. We can't do that. We've got to make this busy little bee, alien weirdness, pocket universe nonsense. Good acting performances. Nicholas Holt, the guy that plays Lex Luthor, I thought turned in a really good performance.
He's good.
The rest of the movie, you know, I think Corn Sweat's fine, given what he's supposed to do, which was whine a lot about being Superman. Stop whining. Superman doesn't whine. Superman kicks ass, but doesn't kill, and turns the guys into the authorities. Superman saves the day, knowing he might have to go fight the same enemy again. Stop it. I don't know why we just can't do the right thing. I don't understand why it's so bleeping hard. I know it's hard to make a good movie. It's hard to make a good movie in the sweet spot when your main character, frankly, is kind of boring. But that's the challenge. Don't take it on if you're going to muck it up. Don't take it on if you're going to have 2 hours of Superman getting his ass handed to him, Grant. I just can't believe it. I can't believe anybody that at any point in time that has given a damn about Superman or about DC Comics or about the superhero is doing anything other than screaming their head off about how ridiculous it is that Superman spent 2 hours losing and getting bailed out by a dog. What in the hell is happening? Why does it have to be so hard? Superman wins. The only way you could stop him or foil him is to have two different things that are going on opposite ends of the planet at the exact same time, and he has to pick. That's what you do. That's the predicament you set up. It's got to be predictable. It's got to be the deal, but so is Superman. He doesn't change.
A crisis of identity. Am I here to be mean?
No, you're Superman. What do you stand for? Truth, justice, the American way. Put it on your underpants to remind yourself. You can look down like a cheat sheet. It's so simple, and they make it so complicated. God, I was annoyed. I'm sitting there in the theater, just piping mad. I'm sitting there just looking at the screen going, nope, 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 nope. I don't care that you got a clone from his hair. I don't care that the dude is also Superman, kind of with a bad dude, and Lex Luthor studied his moves, so he's hitting buttons on a joystick, so you're fighting him. I don't give a rat's hind parts. Superman kicks everyone's ass. He's Superman. The Justice League is just there to do the small fires. They're there to get cats out of trees because Superman is dealing with the cosmic threats. He's got the big boys. Superman is the best. Everyone else is just kind of has like one of his powers. One guy's super strong. One guy's kind of fast. One guy's kind of clever. You know what Superman is? All of it. Let him win something at some point. All he does is bitch and moan and get his ass kicked. And then he sees some sunlight and he's fine again. Wrong. Incorrect. 1 out of 10 carbohydrates. If you don't care about the movie, you don't care about Superman the character, it's fine. Probably 6.5 or 7. Worth seeing a summer blockbuster. But for anybody that cares, you probably saw it and you probably don't know why I'm so angry. I've tried to explain it the best I can. Tag, you're it.
I thought the dog was in the movie too much and saved the day too many times. That part I'll agree with. Like, as a dog guy, you're not a dog guy. I understand that. You would think I would be team dog. I want the dog in the movie. It's fine. There's 3 or 4 different scenes where what could have or should have happened once as comedic relief happens, which is that the dog comes to Superman's rescue as Superdog or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It happens in the opening credit scene where he just got beat up and gets thrown on the snow. And then they drag him back to his house. It happens at the end of the movie when he's about to lose, and then the dog saves the world and saves everybody, including Superman. It just felt like they used that note too many times for my liking. But I didn't mind that he got beat up a few times because, as you just brushed right past, he was fighting himself. He wasn't losing a fight to a bad guy that was just some random dude. He was fighting Superman. He was fighting his cloned self who knew exactly what he was going to do. They kind of explain away why he's able to be beaten in this fight. You don't have to like it, but they explain it.
I certainly don't. Yeah, he's losing to the chick with the machine arms. He loses to everybody. He's getting his ass kicked by everybody, left and right, 6 ways from Sunday. Superman got his ass beat by everyone. Nope.
I mean, I this is definitely the number one like anger that people have, and it's... Maybe I'm just not enough of a comic book nerd, but I've seen this everywhere that everyone goes, how dare him lose a fight? I didn't think about that once during the movie.
Yeah, but it's because regular, for if you're just going to see a film, you
exactly.
saw a film.
But I guess if you're a comic book nerd, you can't get past it. When I went and saw it and I was kind of formulating my thoughts and I looked up some reviews and some different things, that was certainly the biggest gripe, was like, how does Superman lose all these fights? He's Superman. And I was like, I guess he did lose a lot of fights. But he's fighting against himself. So Superman's actually winning the fight. Superman, with the help of someone who's telling him and telegraphing moves, is beating up Superman. I guess spoiler alert. Is it too late? Should we say that now?
I don't care.
Here's a big spoiler. The dog saves everything 17 times.
The whole thing is the dog. They might as well have called the damn thing Crypto.
Should I know who the girl is at the end? His cousin? Or is that just...
Yeah, it's Supergirl. And they introduced her as like kind of a, she's way less put together than Superman is.
Yeah. So she's going to be a movie soon?
Yeah.
Okay. Good enough.
Yeah.
So you liked it, sounds like.
No.
Okay.
Infuriating. Blood-boiling film. Again, if you don't care about the character and you just want to see a fun summer movie.
When did you go?
It is that. Last week.
Good for you.
I've been sitting
here
stewing.
Morning or evening?
Morning. I've been waiting to scream about this for every day. And every day we've had something, and I'm not angry about that. I'm angry about the movie, though. I'm angry about this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.